prayer soul. And they would call, that's what they called all of them. So I don't know where the men carry them or just anybody.
Yeah. I just wondered because I just read the word parasol and I thought of it as being something a little more dainty. But I was just wondering if that's how you use the word, if you meant if a parasol could be something that anyone could carry.
Yes.
Okay, and something that the last thing you put on a bed.
Bedspread.
Okay. Any different types?
Yes, there's different types, but I don't know it's all of them. They call them. But they used to call them China something. Mm-hmm. I don't remember what that word was now, but I've heard it called. Mm-hmm.
Anything that people used to make themselves?
No, it wasn't necessarily to be made. It was just something they used on there. But I can't remember the word that they called. It was a spread, all right, but it had another name for it. And I can't think of it right now.
What about something that people used to make and sew together and put on the bed for warmth?
Quilts.
Okay. Yes. Do you remember anything about them?
Yes.
Did you ever make one?
Yes, I made some quilts. You get your piece and make your top, and then you get a piece or maybe a solid white or blue or whatever color you would like to make the line, and then you take and quilt it with the needle and thimble. Uh-huh. And make those little rolls and put the cotton between them.
Are some quilts tied or?
They are called.
Made differently?
Yes, some is quilted. That's with the needle real close with the, just a regular sewing needle. But now they have tack quilts now. They don't sew them that way. They take this yarn that you knit with, mm-hmm, and tack it and tie a knot and leave the little frizz up like that all over the quilt, and it looks pretty. Mm-hmm.
And you call what do you mean tack?
Tack quilt. That's what they call tack quilt because it's not solid. They tack them sometime about that far apart. A row come down this way and a row that far apart, so they call that a tack quilt, but a quilted quilt is quilted close to the neck.
What do you mean tack? What does that mean?
That means just did you maybe you tack it here, just different places on the quilt. You may tack it here on this corner and tack it here. That's the put that thread through there with a needle and tie it and leave it there.
So just sort of sew it loosely here and there, or sew it just sort of here.
It's just. You know, they have yarn cut about like this. And they ring it through with a needle. Uh-huh. Just make a stitch on there and let it come up through there and tie it on top. And that's the way they leave it.
That's a
tack quilt. Yes.
What about the quilts that you sew together? What different?
Well, you take the needle and you sew them. Have you seen this quilted material?
I think so.
Well, that's the way they stitch it close and be in little blocks sometime about like that. With souls all
over. Some of those patterns are pretty complex, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Do you ever familiar with any of those?
No, because I don't try to do those patterns. I just sew me some little square blocks together. Uh-huh. And sew that until I get it as wide as I want it. And then I quilt it or tack it. But some do the stars and all those Cinderella quilts and all. But Cinderella quilts. With
what's
the,
that?
Cinderella pictures on the quilt.
Oh, really?
Yes, quilted on there, but I can't do all that.
And up in the head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillow.
Okay. Do you remember anything about twice as long as a pillow?
No, I don't.
Do you ever hear bolster?
No.
Okay. And say if you had a lot of company and didn't have enough beds for everyone, for the children you might make a
pallet on your pillow.